Hundreds of thousands of people in the path of Hurricane Isabel are still waiting for their power to come back on. And officials in the Mid-Atlantic region warn even though the storm is long gone, more flash flooding is possible. NPR's Allison Aubrey has this update.
Waterfront communities in Northern Virginia, the District of Columbia, and Maryland are still cleaning up from the record flooding caused by Isabel. In Baltimore, 5-foot floodwaters receded, but generators and water pumps were humming throughout the day. To the south, federal emergency officials are warning folks to keep an eye on the Potomac as storm surge waters from upstream move downstream. The Potomac River is expected to crest sometime Sunday or Monday. It's yet another concern for area residents, many of whom are still without power. The Potomac Electric Power Company says crews working 12-hour shifts have restored electricity to 200,000 homes. Company spokesman Bob Dopkin has this advice to those still waiting.
Patience. I know it's difficult, but we got a big job out there with all the trees down that need to be removed, the wires cleared so we can get our crews in to restore power.
In North Carolina, about a quarter of a million people were still without power today. With major damage to the only highway running through the battered Outer Banks, officials say returning service to the chain of islands will be difficult. Alice Nobry, NPR News, Washington.